I would like to read from Psalm 138, from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 138, from verse 1 to 5. Perhaps we could stand up for this. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, in deep reverence and with great gratitude, we come today to the throne of grace, sprinkled with blood. We thank you for consecrating and sanctifying this place. And you have consecrated and sanctified all who have come in. Almighty God, we count on your presence, on your help, on your word, on your salvation, healing, and on all that you have to give. We feel as if we have entered holy ground, and we have, because you speak to us. Lord, we thank you that you have already met us in your word and in the songs. And if we could hear your voice, you would call out to us, "Take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground, because you are talking to us. It's not the hall, not the chairs, but those to whom you speak and who receive your word and believe you. Lord, may you come into your own in this service today. Set me aside, that we may see and hear no one but you alone, and that we may hear the voice from the cloud. These are my beloved sons and daughters, in whom I am well pleased. Lord, we thank you that you have made us pleasing to God through your suffering and death. We cannot understand it, but we believe it. To you, the living God, who became our Savior through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you. We worship you. You are worthy to receive praise, honor and glory, and worship. from eternity to eternity. You have taken the book, you have broken the seals, you have revealed the mysteries, and we may draw near to you, and now you make us worthy to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Lord, I thank you that it has become clear to me anew what a treasure you have given us. With the revelation of your word and your will, Lord, I thank you for the message you have given at the end of the time of grace to call out your bright church, to set her apart and adorn her and make her ready for the great and glorious day of your return. Lord, may your Spirit reign in our midst, and may we all be in holy reverence under the covering of your blood. May all thoughts and spirits leave this room, and all people, may your Spirit alone rule over us, and your word and blood be effective for the honor and praise of your name. May all who are in doubt, who are still afflicted in this way or that, may they receive in your presence a complete and total deliverance from every claim of Satan. For you are here, and the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to proclaim liberty to those who are bound, and the captives that they are free, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of salvation. Lord, I thank you, for you are present. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory to your holy name. Amen. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive praise and honor, glory and worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for his grace, which we cannot grasp, and yet which we have experienced, in which we may stand, according to the Scripture, as God said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Let us now go straight into the Holy Scriptures. Here we have certainly noticed the verses and what it says. I will thank the Lord with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Today, I want to talk a little about the impact of the word. Beloved, we have heard God's word, and Brother Branham has brought it to the center again and again, emphasizing that all things came into being by the word. God spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. His word is an omnipotent word and has creative power. He has made His name great and has also made His word great for us. In the day when I cried, Thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. May we realize now, as we hear this precious word, that God has already answered us, and that new strength, God's strength, is coming into our lives, into our hearts, and with it, new courage and new confidence. How often we tend to become discouraged. We feel powerless. But under the sound of the word of God, everything changes. Hallelujah. Things don't stay the same under the sound of the word. Everything changes in the presence of God. The weak become strong. The lost are saved. The sick are healed. In the presence of God, things must change. In the presence of God, things cannot remain the same, not even today. Do we all believe it? Hallelujah! Praise be to God. It will happen according to our faith. And strengthenest me with strength in my soul. And now it comes. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Only afterwards, not before, only afterwards. Who can praise God from the heart? Only those who take the words of his mouth into their hearts as a divine reality. And then gratitude rises up to God when they hear the words of thy mouth. Today we hear them. Today we may give thanks. You too, dear heart, let it be said to you, I repeat myself, it must not remain the same in the presence of God. If you have come discouraged, you must not leave discouraged. If you have come without strength, you should leave strengthened and receive new courage. Under the sound of the word of God, the Lord is close to us. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. About whom and where he can speak, where his word is heard, received, and believed, where his name has been revealed, there God comes into his own. There he speaks, and there he works. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, the well-known verse, verse 28. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. We are not dealing here with dreams, but with the infallible, precious, and holy Word of God. And I have said it often enough, in the ministry of Brother Brenham, it was never about that just something was said in assumption, but it was about the proclamation of the Word of God. Prophets of God are word prophets. They do not live in imagination of the most pious kind, but from every word that has gone forth from the mouth of God. And all who belong to the people of God live from this bread of life, from the Word of God that has come to us. Let's go to Luke 5 to see the impact of this word spoken by the Lord. It particularly spoke to me on Wednesday evening, and it has stayed with me. Luke 5 from verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And now the tide turns. Before, they toiled and caught nothing. Now they didn't toil and caught more than they could possibly have caught. And the secret simply lies in this statement, at thy word. The argument was over. The objection was no longer valid. Peter realized that the Lord and Master had spoken. At his word, I will do it. From verse 6, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And here the thought came to me, what weight God's spoken word has with those who obediently put it into practice. The weight was so powerful that it almost threatened to sink. Isn't that something marvelous? The Lord does not speak into the wind. He speaks to those who believe Him. And when we then have the courage to put this word into practice, we realize what an abundance of weight obedience brings with it by putting God's word into practice. The nets threatened to break, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Hallelujah! The word of the Lord does not return void, but accomplishes what it was sent to do and what was spoken. Peter not only had enough or too much in his own net, it was enough to fill both, It was overflowing, and both were in danger of sinking in the water, because of the weight, because of the quantity that was in the nets. The secret lies in this: at thy word. And it happened. Yesterday, we had a very nice wedding in Switzerland, in a beautiful large Methodist church, with some of those who are here today, Brother Fair and brothers and sisters from Villa. Some of them were there. And I read the word from John 2, among other scriptures: whatever he tells you, do it. Oh, if we could become doers of the word in faith and put into practice what the Lord has said to us, we would feel and experience the weight of the fulfillment of the divine word in those who put it into practice in obedience. Peter could have said for a long time, I believe what you have said, Lord, and that is also very nice. But if he had not done what the Lord commanded, nothing would have happened. God wants to make doers of the word out of us, people who dare to trust the Lord anew and completely after disappointment. It can happen to us that we initially say, Lord, I have tried my best with great effort in hard wanting and endeavoring. I have tried my best. Lord, I have done everything. And then the Lord speaks the word. Peter was of the same opinion as we are. He assessed his situation, his ability, and his knowledge in the same way that you and I do. He said here that they had toiled all night without success. They struggled and achieved nothing. Perhaps one or the other of us is feeling discouraged about our efforts, about our will, and we have realized nothing has come of it. But beloved, today should be for me and for you the same day as it was for Peter and the other disciples. Today he speaks to us who have failed with our ability, with our will, with our knowledge, who have fallen short. Today he is speaking to you, and today he is speaking to me. It is important that we show the same reaction, not to look back again on our disappointments, on our failures, on what has not become, but recognize that the hour of God has struck in our lives today, and that the Lord wants to confront our disappointment, our inability, with his power and glory today. And that he wants us to know today what it means when people take him at his word and do what he has said. We can confidently be honest and say before the Lord, as Peter said, Master, all night long we have labored hard and have caught nothing. So we can say, Lord, we have tried everything in our life of faith. We have labored, and it has come to nothing. But that is only half of the sentence. There is no full stop. There is only a comma. The full stop comes later. But at thy word, I will cast the nets. Dear brother, dear sister, dear friends, this is to be your and my story today. This is to be your and my experience with God today. At thy word. Hallelujah. There is a weight in obeying the word of the Lord. And we can take with us the fulfillment of what He has promised. It will be there as it was here. Cast your nets, and you will make a great catch. It was oversized. It was not just enough for one. It was enough for both nets, and both were in danger of sinking because they were full, yes, overflowing. That is our God. He is that faithful. When we become discouraged and say, Lord, we tried everything and it didn't work, suddenly we hear Him and the Lord speaks and we do what He has said in confidence and then see His glory. Luke chapter 8 verse 11. Luke chapter 8 verse 11 speaks of the word as seed. The last part, the seed is the word of God. In faith, the word of God is sown into us as divine seed. This seed sprouts, and the word is fulfilled, and what the Lord has promised us comes to pass. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 15, from verse 18, it says, If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And now comes the verse. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. This is also written in the Holy Scriptures. The Lord said in the Gospel of John in chapter 20, As the Father has sent me, even so send I you. I have only one desire, that is the deepest desire of my heart, to preach the true and pure word of God. Remember the word that I said unto you. We always want to remember the words of our Lord, to take in what He has said, but also to put His word into practice in faith. Peter had to learn this, and you all know when it happened back then and the miracle was over. Do you know what it then says? When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He did not say, "Dear God, do you see how beautifully I have done this thing?" He did not puff out his chest. He prostrated himself, realizing that his failure had come to nothing, but the word of the Lord was before his eyes as confirmation. Beloved, if God's word is going to be fulfilled in our lives, then we will do as Peter did. We will not open our mouths wide. We will prostrate ourselves and say, "Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man. I am not worthy of your mercy. I am not worthy that you have spoken to me and that I can come into your presence." How often do you meet people? They give testimonies and they boast so much that you get the impression that they are the only ones who have something to say. But what does the scripture say? If anyone wants to glory, let him glory in the Lord and in the fact that he is gracious. Peter, overwhelmed, prostrated himself at the feet of Jesus and said, "Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man." In the presence of the Holy One, we recognize our unholiness. In the presence of the pure, we recognize our impurity and bow down before Him and give Him the glory. In John 17, verse 6, it says, "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word." We have emphasized this again and again, and will continue to do so. What matters at this time is to keep the word of God. Everything will come to an end, but God's word remains forever. And it is on this word that we have believed. It is on this word that we have come out. Beloved, just as the Lord gave Peter and others instructions, and they fulfilled them, so the Lord speaks to us through His word in these days. "Ye my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God." And now we can say with one accord, "Lord, At your word, we have come out. Amen. Hallelujah. At thy word. And I ask, have we fared badly in the process? We have received the fullness. We have received more from God than we can actually bear. What an abundance of revelation and the glory of God has been given to us. God sent His prophet at His word because He promised. That is why He did it. We are the beneficiaries. We are the ones whose nets are almost going down because God has given us such rich gifts. There has not been a generation since the Lord died on Calvary that has been so richly blessed as we have been in this time. And just think of how many millions are passing by what God is doing. Who cast the net? Peter. Who was Peter? The one to whom the Lord spoke. Only the one to whom the Lord has spoken can act and walk in the name of the Lord. The one who is willing to do what He has said. The same was true of the prophets and the apostles at that time. At the word of the Lord, Abraham went. At the word of the Lord, Noah built the ark. At the word of the Lord, Moses led the people of Israel out. At the word of the Lord, Elijah called the people of God together on Mount Carmel and rebuilt the altar of the Lord. All the prophets and men of God went because the word had gone out to them. I'm very honest with you today. I would not go if the word of the Lord had not come to me. I would not go if the word of the Lord had not come to me. I would only stand in God's way and lock the door and not go in myself and not let others go in. You can only go if God sends someone. You can only speak if the Lord has spoken. And there are many who talk even though they have nothing to say. But God has entrusted us with a message. And do you know how we feel? Like Peter. We do not exalt ourselves above the others. We prostrate ourselves before the Lord and say, O Lord, we are sinful people. What have we done to deserve that you have called us, that you have spoken to us, that you have drawn us to yourself? And then gratitude and holy reverence come into our hearts and lives. All men of God stood in the presence of the Lord. They spoke on God's behalf and did what they were commanded. On obedience lay then the blessing. Let me emphasize this. The weight, the divine weight, lies in obedience, in doing what the Lord has said. After all our disappointments, after all our endeavors, we meet the Lord, and He speaks the word into our lives. And suddenly, everything changes from what it was before, without effort, without worries. And we prostrate ourselves before the Lord and say, O God, great things You have done for us. Another word from 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. God does not speak through the wind and the weather. God speaks through His word, which He has set anew upon the lampstand and revealed fresh from the throne. And all who are of God hear the word that God has given as a divine promise for their time. It is easy to say, I believe what God told Moses or Abraham or Elijah. That doesn't save you and me today. You and I must believe today the word that the Lord has promised His people for this time in which we live. Otherwise, we will miss out on what God has in mind, and then God would have to bypass us. That is why it is an indescribable grace that we have received to hear and believe what the Spirit says unto the churches, not what evangelists or people say, but what the Spirit says to the churches. And the Spirit does not speak through the wind either. God has always anointed His servants and prophets, and the word of the Lord came to them. They were driven by the Spirit of God and spoke under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We are convinced that this was the case with Brother Branham. He was a man sent by God. With the same certainty with which I can say that John the Baptist was the man sent from God before the first coming of Christ, with the same absolute certainty and divine authority of the Word of God, I can say, Brother Branham was the man sent from God before the second coming of Christ. And so men may think us foolish. In the end, it will be revealed that the foolish will then be the wise, and those who thought they were wise before will then stand as foolish. At Thy word. John did not come because he wanted to. It was written, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Suddenly the voice was there. The same God said through the prophet Malachi, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And that day will burn like an oven. Everything will be consumed by fire. John fulfilled the first part of this promise. He came on the scene in the spirit and power of Elijah. But almost 2,000 years have passed, and the world has not yet gone up in flames. But now, when the last one will have come in, and the rapture will take place, then the judgments of God will hit this earth. And we are so grateful that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but the clear testimony of the Holy Scripture. We can say, Lord, at thy word we have left everything behind. At thy word we have accepted what you have prepared for us. And I say to you, it will be revealed that we will receive a good measure from God, pressed down and shaken together. No one who trusts in the Lord will be disappointed. May a new hope, new courage, new strength arise in you and me today, so that we can say, Lord, at thy word we have acted. Now confirm your word in us and through us, for we believe you with all our hearts. That is why we have done according to your word. And you will see, Scripture will be fulfilled in all of us. Have we understood the lesson from these Scriptures today? Has God been able to speak to us? Dear heart, your disappointment, your inability, everything that has not succeeded shall be brought to an end today. Today you shall hear the word of the Lord. Today you shall experience that God's word is fulfilled in your life and does not return void. Today you should thank the Lord from the bottom of your heart, and also cry out, Lord, I am a sinful man, depart from me. And then think by yourself, O Lord, be close to me, stay with me. Sometimes it's like a paradox. On the one hand, we recognize our unworthiness and want to say, Lord, depart from me, I am not worthy of you. And on the other hand, we cry out, Lord, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. There is something for everyone in every sermon. Take it today. Let God give it to you. And may he make it great for you personally. May this hour give each individual a very personal experience with God. Amen. Let us stand up and pray. Perhaps we will sing the chorus, Just As I Am. Let us bow our heads, close our eyes, open our hearts. Perhaps there are some here whom the Lord has addressed. Perhaps you see your endeavor, but not the promised success. Today, your own endeavor shall be brought to an end. Today, you are to trust the Lord. Today, you are to see how His word is confirmed in your life and what weight this confirmation has. It is not just enough for you. There will be abundance, and others will be blessed by your blessing. According to the scripture, I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Perhaps there are some here who have not yet consciously consecrated their lives to God and followed the Lord, but whom the Lord has addressed and who want to come to Him. As we bow our heads and pray, if there is anyone here whom we can now include in prayer, please raise your hand briefly. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Is there anyone else here? The Lord is close to us. His word is for us today. It is for you. It is for me. Nobody has his eyes open, please. Brother, sister, we are all in the same boat. We all feel the same way. We have wanted to achieve a lot, and we realize our endeavors are too inadequate. And now the Lord meets us and speaks to us, and we do what He has said, and then realize that His word is being fulfilled. Praise and glory be to the name of the Lord. Let us sing this chorus once more. Heavenly Father, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your precious and holy word. No one who trusts in you will be disappointed or put to shame, and everyone who does according to your word will see the fulfillment of your promise. It will be granted to him, because you cannot break your word and cannot take back your promises. Beloved Lord, you know the concerns of everyone here, our needs, our endeavors. They are so inadequate. When we look back, much was in vain. O faithful Lord, today we come to you. Today you have spoken to us, and at thy word We want to believe and do in obedience what you have told us. And we will be shocked and overwhelmed because we will see the fulfillment of what you have promised. Beloved Lord, you know all those who are still somehow depressed or even weary and heavy laden. Lord, I pray that they will believe now, in this moment, believing that it is finished, that Satan has been defeated, hell is conquered, and that every right of Satan over every child of God has been lost, and that we are free. I thank you for that, O beloved Lord. It would be good for me if you could be effective in everyone now after the sermon and bring your word to fruition and confirm it in everyone. Lord, I thank you for all my brothers and for all my sisters. Keep them, bless them, guide them. Make us a blessing to one another, that we may comfort and strengthen one another. O Lord, we need it. May the first love return, and the bond of this divine perfection be closed around us all. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory to your holy name. At thy word, your prophet went forth. At your word, he brought the message. At thy word, we too have gone forth and have heard and believed what you have to say to your people at this time. Lord, this is more than certain. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory to your wonderful and holy name. I thank you. You have done great things. We rejoice. It will be revealed that your word has not returned void, but has accomplished what you send it to do. Now we pray together for all those who have heard your word in recent weeks. We thank you for the open doors, for the hearts that still want to receive. I thank you, faithful Lord, that you really do fulfill your word in this too. I will go before you and break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, you do it in all the world, in all circumstances, so that your people may hear your word and hear the last message, the last call, and come out and not be devoured. O Lord, we thank you. We are overwhelmed. We are grateful. We ask you already now for the Easter meetings. May you be close to us in a special way. You know my physical condition, Lord, but I trust in you. You will make all things well. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory be to your name. You have seen all those who have raised their hands. You know their needs. You have helped them. You have met us. Bless us. Bless us. Bless also the couple who were married yesterday. We thank you for these two young people whom you led out of the Methodist Church. to whom you showed your way and revealed your word, bless them. And we ask you, give grace that they may be at ease and find a new home among your people. Lord, I pray especially for all young people who consecrate their lives to you, Lord, that you will bless them and make them a blessing, and also for all of us, faithful God, use us and do great things for the honor and praise of your holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.